And we're following news out of Dallas that a second caregiver has tested positive for Ebola and, in fact, traveled on a plane to Cleveland the day before she was diagnosed. We'll have more on that in a moment. President Obama delayed campaign-related travel today in order to meet with his cabinet and speak about Ebola. And earlier today, the Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins said the city's system of actively monitoring exposed caregivers was now working. If they have a slight headache, they immediately go to isolation in the hospital and they are tested. We'll continue to follow the news out of Dallas. But now we want to turn to Liberia, where the transport minister, Angela Bush, is voluntarily isolating herself in her home after her driver died of Ebola over the weekend. She said she did not know the driver was sick until after his death. Liberia's health system has, of course, been devastated by the outbreak. And we want to check in now on a nonprofit helping to rebuild and extend that system. Management Services for Health is setting up community care centers to move Ebola victims out of hospitals. Their team has also worked for years to set up private medicine shops in Liberia for people who turn to dubious sources for medicine because even before Ebola, they were afraid to go to the hospital. Ian Sliney is leading Management Sciences for Health Ebola response team in Liberia. He joins us by Skype. Ian, welcome to you.
I'm happy to speak with you.
And we're also joined by Arthur Lorient. He's a technical advisor with the company and a pharmacist based in Liberia. Arthur, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
Ian, we've heard about different centers being set up. We heard about centers that were set up to move Ebola patients and family members out of homes so people wouldn't be made ill. And now we're hearing about these community care centers. What's the goal of the community care center?
Okay, Robin. So the idea of the community care center is to put a triage facility close to a health center, and that will allow people who think they may have Ebola to come and receive a very rapid diagnosis. Other people who have a fever or symptoms similar to Ebola can also come. There'll be a very rapid turnaround of the diagnostic procedures to accelerate treatment for the people who catch this terrible disease.
And to free up the hospitals to treat all the other things that I'm imagining are not getting treated.
No, absolutely. Regular health services are basically closed.
Yeah. And Arthur, again, you are advising Ian's company, but also you're a pharmacist long based in Liberia. Can you, early on, you could see Ebola in the streets, you could see victims, bodies, and you could see children sitting in waste, you know, in hospitals, their parents died. What do you see now? Can you see Ebola?
Well, I see it directly in the street as it was a few weeks back, but certainly Ebola is all over the community. As we move around, we see desperation in the face of community members. So I can say everything is resolved now. We need to govern our support and make sure that Ebola is fought to the end and is defeated.
You've trained several hundred people to dispense drugs. What are some of the issues that arise because now there's an Ebola outbreak?
Yes. Some of the community members turned up in the shops, fever signs of Ebola. So we were considering to carry on some training for them so that they can easily identify cases of Ebola and also to be in the position to carry on some preventive measures in the shop.
Well, and Arthur, just to, you know, as a Liberian, what is the sense in the country? What we're hearing here is just horrendous. The number of orphans, the number of, you know, whole families wiped out. Do people believe that these kinds of things, maybe a community care center, are going to help? I mean, what is the sense of Liberians?
Initially, people were very resistant to the idea of opening any form of treatment centers in a community for fear that that will further help to spread the virus in their community. But now that people with signs of Ebola in the community will be picked up early from the community and then carried to the community care center to further prevent the spread of the virus, people are beginning to appreciate the effort of setting up CCC, as we call it in Liberia.
The community care centers. Well, and Ian, do you all worry about Ebola patients? And even as I ask this, it's a silly question, but do you worry about them being further stigmatized and ghettoized? You know, that's the Ebola treatment center as opposed to a hospital, which is broader. Or is that the point, to you know, gather them all together?
Well, that's naturally a concern, yes, because we don't want anyone to be stigmatized. What we want is for them to come forward for treatment and make it possible for them to receive the very best care that is available. But another part of this is in epidemic control, we do have to try to find some means of quarantining people who have incredibly infectious and very dangerous diseases. We really do need to find a way of very safely, very effectively, and in a very respectful and caring way, get these patients away from other people so that they don't infect them, because the disease is so very infective. It's not an easy thing to do, and it will remain a challenge for a while. But at the present moment, you know, the epidemic does seem not to be under control, and we do have to do something along these lines to make the general public safer and to make sure we have quality care for those who do have the infection.
Well, and Arthur, do you think that these plans will help? I mean, people are talking about an entire country being lost.
Certainly. In fact, since March of this year, before the coming in of the international support heavily, we felt abandoned. But with the coming in of the international effort support in this, Liberians have now regained hope that in the not too long distant future, the issue of Ebola crisis will be something of the past. So I think we are very hopeful that things will soon be resolved.
Arthur Lorient is a technical advisor with the global nonprofit Management Sciences for Health. He is a trainer and also a pharmacist in Liberia. Ian Sliney, Senior Director for Health Systems Strengthening with Management Sciences for Health, who's leading the company's Ebola response team there. Gentlemen, best of luck to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.